This is an excerpt from a newspaper article called Vengeance on the Tories, written in 1779 by someone calling themselves a Whig and published in the Pennsylvania Packet. It begins, June 1. Among the many errors America has been guilty of during her contest with Great Britain, few have been greater or attended with more fatal consequences to these states than her lenity, that is lenience, to the Tories. At first, it might have been right, or perhaps political. But is it not surprising that after repeated proofs of the same evils resulting therefrom, it should still be continued? We are all crying out against the depreciation of our money and entering into measures to restore it to its value, while the Tories, who are one principal cause of the depreciation, are taken no notice of, but suffered to live quietly among us. We can no longer be silent on this subject and see the independence of the country, after standing every shock from without, endangered by internal enemies. Rouse, America, your danger is great, great from a quarter where you least expect it. The Tories will yet be the ruin of you. 'Tis high time they were separated from among you. They are now busy engaged in undermining your liberties. They have 1,000 ways of doing it, and they make use of them all. Who were the occasion of this war? The Tories. Who persuaded the tyrant of Britain to prosecute it in a manner before unknown to civilized nations and shocking even to barbarians? The Tories. Who prevailed on the savages of the wilderness to join the standard of the enemy? The Tories. Who have assisted the Indians in taking the scalp from the aged matron, the blooming fair one, the helpless infant, and the dying hero? The Tories. Who advised and who assisted in burning your towns, ravaging your country, and violating the chastity of your women? The Tories. Who are the occasion that thousands of you now mourn the loss of your dearest connections? The Tories. Who have always counteracted the endeavors of Congress to secure the liberties of this country? The Tories. Who refused their money when, as good as specie, though stamped with the image of His Most Sacred Majesty? The Tories. Who continue to refuse it? The Tories. Who do all in their power to depreciate it? The Tories. Who propagate lies among us to discourage the Whigs? The Tories. Who corrupt the minds of good people of these states by every species of insidious counsel? The Tories. Who hold a traitorous correspondence with the enemy? The Tories. Who daily send them intelligence? The Tories. Who take the oaths of allegiance to the states one day and break them the next? The Tories. Who prevent your battalions from being filled? The Tories. Who dissuade men from entering the army? The Tories. Who persuade those who have enlisted to desert? The Tories. Who harbor those who do desert? The Tories. In short, who wish to see us conquered, to see us slaves, to see us hewers of wood and drawers of water? The Tories. And is it possible that we should suffer men who have been guilty of all these and 1,000 other calamities which this country has experienced? To live among us? To live among us, did I say? Nay, do they not move in our assemblies? Do they not insult us with their impudence? Do they not hold traitorous assemblies of their own? Do they not walk the streets at noon and taste the air of liberty? In short, do they not enjoy every privilege of the brave soldier who has spilt his blood or the honest patriot who has sacrificed his all in our righteous cause? Yes. To our eternal shame be it spoken, they do. Those very men who wish to entail slavery on our country are caressed and harbored among us. Posterity will not believe it. If they do, they will curse the memory of their forefathers for their shameful lenity. Can we ever expect any grateful return for our humanity, if it deserves that name? Believe not a spark of that, or that any other virtue is to be found in the Tories' breast. For what principle can that wretch have who would sell his soul, to subject his country to the will of the greatest tyrant the world at present produces? 'Tis time to rid ourselves of these bosom vipers. An immediate separation is necessary. I dread to think of the evils every moment is big with, while a single Tory remains among us. May we not soon expect to hear of plots, assassinations, and every species of wickedness their malice and rancor can suggest? For what can restrain those who have already imbrued their hands in their country's blood? Did not that villain Matthews, when permitted to live amongst us at New York, plot the assassination of General Washington? He did. He was detected, and had he received his deserts, he would now have been in gibbets instead of torturing our unfortunate friends, prisoners in New York, with every species of barbarity. Can we still hear this and still harbor a Tory among us? For my own part, whenever I meet one in the street or at the coffee house, my blood boils within me. Their guilt is equaled only by their impudence. They strut and seem to bid defiance to everyone. In every place and in every company, they spread their damnable doctrines and then laugh at the pusillanimity of those who let them go unpunished. I flatter myself, however, with the hopes of soon seeing a period to their reign and a total end to their existence in America. Awake, Americans, to a sense of your danger. No time to be lost. Instantly banish every Tory from among you. Let America be sacred alone to free men. Drive far from you every baneful wretch who wishes to see you fettered with the chains of tyranny. Send them where they may enjoy their beloved slavery to perfection. Send them to the island of Britain. There, let them drink the cup of slavery and eat the bread of bitterness all the days of their existence. There, let them drag out a painful life, despised and accursed by those very men whose cause they have had the wickedness to espouse. Never let them return to this happy land. Never let them taste the sweets of that independence which they strove to prevent. Banishment, perpetual banishment, should be their lot.